Orit Ryder is here. Orit has a connection to the Siegel family, I'm proud to say, and we're very proud, as I'm sure your whole family is, not just those of us who happen to know you, that you are moving to the holy city of Jerusalem, making Aliyah, and you are not the first person in your family to do this.
Explain
the background.
Okay, so I'm not sure which one of my sisters went first, but two of my sisters went 2 years ago, and my mom went last year.
That's amazing.
So I'm not so
far
behind.
Were they expecting that you'd be right behind them?
I mean, they thought I would be before them. Honestly, they beat me to it.
That's pretty funny. You never know how this thing is going to work out, huh? And you are a teacher and a social worker, and you are planning on continuing those professions in Israel.
I am.
What do you have lined up? Anything yet?
So, Bezrat Hashem, I'll be teaching in 4 seminaries this coming year. Madrasha at Moriah, Madrasha at Rova, Madrasha at Me, and Ish Gesher for women.
Was that hard to do from being in the U.S.?
A little bit.
I would imagine.
A little bit, but thank God people are really kind, and you just have to, hey, just following up.
And now you're secured in all those positions.
Yeah, thank God.
And did you know where in Yerushalayim you're going to be?
Yeah, in Baca.
Very nice. And I would assume you have some friends there already?
I do.
Because it seems like everybody has his friends in every neighborhood in Israel where they're moving to. Now, I mean, look, having a mom and sisters already there, you know, is part of the explanation. But there are people listening right now, you know, who wonder about their own dream of making Aliyah. Why, for you, was this a natural progression?
Totally. I mean, it definitely helps that my mom is there and that my sisters are there, but I'm not, like, making Aliyah to live with my mom and my sisters. I think, and this is something I shared with my friends the other day, that, you know, not many people are lucky enough to have dreams, to be able to live life and not just focus on what they're doing from the day to day and really just have a vision. And fewer people are able to achieve that dream. And I know for myself, I was with Chava, actually. I'm a Chalada in 2014.
Shout out to Chava Siegel.
Yeah, Eve Siegel RN.
That's right. Eve Siegel RN, thank you.
That's all.
She'll like the reference to her casual and professional references, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was in Israel in 2014.
That's a summer, just so people understand. It's not a whole year, it's a summer.
Yes, that summer. I was on Mechlela during the war.
Right.
And that was when that spark of wanting to make Aliyah really woke up within me. And it's been, like, I guess 9 years in the making. But I think that, you know, for myself, as in where I am in my life, I kept on asking myself every, like, 6 months or every time I graduated, like, is now the right time? Is now the right time? Is now the right time? And then one day I was like, oh, man, I think it's the right time.
This is it. How long did the whole Nefesh for Nefesh project, or I should say process, take you?
For me, because I'm one person, it took me 6 months.
All right.
A little stressful 6 months. A lot of davening that you get the right things at the right time, that your apostille comes. I got my visa on Friday,
and
it's Tuesday.
And post-COVID, those things have become even more challenging.
Yeah, but people are really kind, and they want to help them out.
I'm just thinking back as I think about when I was your age and that generation of people that I was associated with. There were people who made Aliyah, but it was not this, you know, it wasn't this focus that, you know, seemed to, you know, have some type of thread through the entire generation. You probably know a lot of people your age that have either made the move or are seriously considering getting there in the next year or two. I don't know what the generational difference is, but boy, we're living in a time, and you're, I think, privileged to be growing up in a time where people in their 20s, people of that young generation, are already feeling that the only place for them is Israel. I don't know if the way the United States is going has anything to do with it. I think you're more the type of person that understands the future of the Jewish people is in the state of Israel.
I mean, yeah, totally. I mean, for myself, I think one particular moment when I decided that I really needed to go this time around, because I decided that I needed to go in the past incidents of going, was I was sitting in a job interview, and I was, like, looking around the place, and I was like, this is not the next 20 years of my life.
Wow.
So I think also it's I'm going to miss Trader Joe's a lot, but there's a lot going on in Israel. It's not as hard as it used to be, and it really doesn't feel like a sacrifice as much as it really feels like an opportunity and a blessing.
You're lucky to have come to that reality, frankly.
Yeah, honestly, we heard from, I was on NCSY Jolt Israel, shout out to NCSY, this past summer, and we heard from Rabbi D, and he was talking about the halachic ramifications of a majority of Israel living in the land of Israel. And I was like, I'm so happy I don't have to worry about being over in a dough race anytime soon.
I hear that.
So.
Boy, a halacha component to it as well. Your family must be very, very proud of you from all angles.
I hope so.
Anyway, I'm very glad that we are together on this flight, and I can represent the Siegel family in wishing you a mazal tov, literally
Thank
in person
you.
As you're making Aliyah.
Thank you.
Continued success, and I hope more and more people your age understand the importance of doing this and follow your example. So mazal tov.
All right, thanks, Nachum.
Arit Ryder, everybody, going from Washington Heights to Jerusalem. Imagine that. Here on a Wednesday morning broadcast, we're speaking with her at JM in the AM.